who keep company with God. From the very first chapter of the Bible, it is clear that women, like men, bear the image of God, Genesis 1:27 and Genesis 5:1-2. Men and women were created equal, and women play prominent roles throughout the Bible. They are seen as adored partners and cherished companions to their husbands, not servants or pieces of flesh to satisfy men's desires. Genesis 2:20-24, Proverbs 19, verse 14, and Ecclesiastes 9, 9. One of the truly outstanding leaders in the Bible was a woman named Deborah, whose story is told in Judges 4 and 5. She was the only woman among the 12 judges who ruled in an era marked by immorality, idolatry, and war. Judges 21:25. In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. God raised up judges to bring some leadership and order, but there were not many good role models amongst them. Jephthah sacrificed his daughter, Judges 11:29 40. Samson caused the murder of his first wife, Judges 15:1 6. And Gideon promoted the worship of fertility gods, Judges 8:27 and on and on. However, Deborah was the exception. She stands out for her wisdom, courage, and faithfulness toward the Lord. Under her leadership, Israel prospered and enjoyed 40 years of peace. She was a prophetess, an oracle, and a fearless leader. When war came, she led the outnumbered and poorly equipped Israelite militia to an unprecedented victory against a very formidable foe. She didn't go it alone, but chose the most able general of her day, Barak, and she gave him the plan on how to win the war. Barak would go along with Deborah's plan if Deborah accompanied him in battle. That speaks of the influence and trust people had in her. Deborah agreed, but informed Barak that the honor for winning the battle would not be his. The Lord would deliver the enemy's commanding general into the hands of another woman, and she would get the honor. Then the Israelite slings, men, and archers would pick them off one by one. The plan worked flawlessly, and the enemy forces were routed, their troops slaughtered, and the Israelites won a great victory. The enemy's commanding general was a mighty and feared man named Sisera. When he saw that his army was defeated, he fled from the battlefield on foot and wound up at the tent of another woman named Yael the Kenite. She invited Sisera into her tent, hid him, fed him, and made him comfortable. After he fell into exhausted sleep, she drove a tent peg through the side of his head. Just as Deborah had prophesied, Yael was hailed as a national heroine by the pursuing Israelite forces led by Deborah and Barak. Deborah means bee in Hebrew. It also means spirited or fiery woman. She lived up to her name well. Yael means wild gazelle or wild goat. Sometimes the person who is not constrained by the opinions and fear of man has the courage to do the impossible. Against all odds, two women, Deborah and Yael, defeated a great army and ultimately broke the power of the king's dominion over Israel. I am so blessed for the Deborahs and Yaels we have in our lives. Thank you, ladies. You are part of the Psalm 68:11. Mighty throng. The Lord announces the word, and women who proclaim it are a mighty throng. Psalm 68, verse 11. Many blessings. Byron Wicker.